The Book of the Prophet Ezekiel. Chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the 4th month, on the 5th of the month, as I was among the captives by the river Kebar, the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. On the 5th of the month, it was the 5th year of King Jehoiakim's captivity, the word of Jehovah came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Kebar, and the hand of Jehovah was there upon him. And I looked, and behold, a stormy wind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof as the look of glowing brass, out of the midst of the fire. Also out of the midst thereof the likeness of four living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. And every one had four faces, and every one of them had four wings, and their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot. And they sparkled as the look of burnished brass. And they had the hands of a man under their wings on the four sides, and they four had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went every one straight forward. And the likeness of their faces was the face of a man. And they four had the face of a lion on the right side, and they four had the face of an ox on the left side. They four had also the face of an eagle. And their faces and their wings were parted above. Two wings of every one were joined one to another, and two covered their bodies. And they went every one straight forward, whither the Spirit was to go, they went. They turned not when they went. And as for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, as the appearance of torches. It went up and down among the living creatures. And the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. And I looked at the living creatures, and behold, one wheel upon the earth beside the living creatures toward their four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their work was as the look of a chrysolite, and they four had one likeness. And their appearance and their work was, as it were, a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went upon their four sides. They turned not when they went. As for their rims, they were high and dreadful, and they four had their rims full of eyes round about. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went beside them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Whithersoever the Spirit was to go, they went. Thither would their spirit go. And the wheels were lifted up along with them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. When those went, they went. And when those stood, they stood. And when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up along with them. For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. And there was the likeness of an expanse over the heads of the living creature, as the look of the terrible crystal stretched forth over their heads above, and under the expanse were their wings straight, the one toward the other. Every one had two which covered on this side, and every one had two which covered on that side their bodies. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, a tumultuous noise, as the noise of a host. When they stood, they let down their wings, and there was a voice from above the expanse that was over their heads. When they stood, they let down their wings. And above the expanse that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw as the look of glowing brass, as the appearance of fire, within it round about, from the appearance of his loins and upward, and from the appearance of his loins and downward. I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about. As the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of Jehovah. And when I saw, I fell on my face, and I heard a voice of one that spoke.